It is the will of God that we trust and obey Him. And every time we trust and obey God, we are happy people. And God continues to bless us and continues to lead us. But sometimes there are times when we are willing to obey God. When we show willingness to obey God. And we find ourselves, in one way or the other, not obeying God because of some factors that surround us. For this sermon today, I want to go to the book of 1 Kings chapter 13. 1 Kings chapter 13. I'll paraphrase a little before I start reading from verse 12. The story we have here is a story of a man of God that God sent to Bethel to go and speak to the altar in Bethel. God told him to speak to the altar and gave him some instructions. God commanded him to not to eat nor drink. God also told him that he should not go home the same way he came. And this man of God took all these words to heart, and he was willing and very much willing to obey God because he trusted in God so much. After speaking to the altar, the king offered him to come and eat food and drink and have some reward. Because of his willingness to obey God and the trust he had in God, he said, "No, I will not eat and drink with you, even if you give me half of your house. I will not eat and I will not drink with you because God has commanded me not to do so." He left through a different way. But there was an old prophet in this place that his sons went home and told him the whole story of what happened. And he asked his sons, "Which way did the man of God go?" And his sons told him, and he went to meet the man of God. 13 verse 12. And their father said unto them, "What way went he?" For his sons had seen what way the man of God went, which came from Judah. And when he said unto his sons, "Saddle me the ass," so they saddled him the ass, and he rode thereon, and went after the man of God, and found him sitting under an oak. And he said unto him, "Art thou the man of God that comest from Judah?" And he said, "I am." Then he said unto him, "Come home with me and eat bread." And he said, "I may not return with thee, nor go with thee. Neither will I eat bread, nor drink water with thee in this place. For it was said to me by the word of the Lord, that thou eat no bread or no drink there, nor turn again to go by the way that you came." He said unto him, "I am a prophet also, as thou art. And an angel spoke unto me by the word of the Lord, saying, bring him back with thee in thy house, that he may eat bread and drink water." But he lied unto him. Now, the man of God that went to Bethel was very willing to obey God, and he trusted in God just like all of us and other believers all over the world. But what happened here was that because of his willingness to obey God, he was not able to differentiate between the voice of God and the voice of the devil. This is a method that the devil uses to bring us down. He uses so many methods. He told Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to bow down to an idol. They said no. That method was very clear and very open. They said no. When he asked Jesus Christ to bow down to him and he'll give him the whole world, that method was very clear. But this is also an effective method that the devil uses. He closed himself like an angel and speak the words of angel as if God has spoken to him. and this man, because he also wanted to obey God, he followed him to go eat and drink. And that was how he disobeyed God, thinking he was obeying God. Does this happen to us? Does this happen to us? I think it happens to us. Because God has given a commandment in Exodus chapter 20. And people are saying today, it doesn't matter. You may keep all of them. It doesn't matter if you worship on Saturday or Sunday. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you keep all the feasts. It doesn't matter. What matters is that you believe in God and you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. All these things doesn't matter. Jesus Christ has removed all of them. This is a way that the devil uses to bring us down and to cause us to disobey God. And when we are doing it, we are doing it and we are feeling as if we are obeying God, not knowing that we have disobeyed God. So anytime God tells us something, and God has spoken to all of us through the scriptures, the Bible and the words of God in the scriptures that are very much available to all of us. And anytime we read these words, and anybody, no matter who the person is coming to tell us something that is different from what we have read. No matter how small the difference is, the Word of God does not have, you can't say the Word of God is partly truth and partly false. It's either truth or false. And any little thing you add to it, no matter how small or how big, makes what you're saying false. And it's no longer the Word of God. And anybody that is listening to you and obeying what you're saying is in danger of judgment. And that was what happened to this man of God that went to Bethel. Because of his willingness to obey God, he was deceived. So, for us to obey God and trust God, we have to understand some facts about God. We have to know that the Word of God is true. The Word of God is true. And we also have to know that even though the heaven and the earth passes away, the Word of God will remain forever. And we also have to remember what Jesus Christ said, that till heaven and earth pass away, that even a jot of the law will not pass away without being fulfilled. For my second scripture, let's go to Genesis chapter 2. Genesis 2:16. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat of it, for in the day you eat thereof you will surely die. That was what God told Adam. God said, you will surely die if you eat the fruit. But let us see what the devil added. The devil came, Genesis 3, verse 4. And the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die. Look at what he simply added one thing, not, N-O-T. Say, you shall not surely die. God said, you will surely die. The devil said, you will not surely die. For God knows that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as God, knowing good and evil. He tried to explain. He added something that was not in the word of God. He just added N-O-T, you shall not surely die. And that turned the whole thing around. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eye, and the tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they stripped fig leaves together, and made themselves apron. Now, anytime God commands us to do something, and we are obeying the word of God, it's as if we are inside something. It's as if we are inside a container, or we are enclosed inside something that has life, that can protect us and keep us away from the devil. It's as if we are inside something that will keep us away from the reach of the devil. And for the devil to reach us or to harm us or to do anything to us, must first of all ask us to come out of that container, which is the word of God. And when he succeeds in bringing us out, then we'll find out that we are naked. We'll find out that we are vulnerable. We'll find out that we have lacked our immunity and defense. And that was what happened to Adam and Eve. They were obeying God, and when they ate the fruit, they noticed they were naked, because they became vulnerable to death. They became vulnerable to all kinds of attack from the devil. So God wants us to obey him, because anytime we obey God, we are safe. Anytime we obey God, God is happy and God is pleased with us. Let's open to 1 John. Or 1 Peter 5 verse 8. 1 Peter 5 verse 8 says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walk about seeking whom it may devour." He does this in different ways. So, we have to know, we have to be able to know the snake. You know, when God told Moses to go to Pharaoh and ask him to drop his staff, Moses dropped it and he became a snake. Pharaoh also called his magicians. They dropped theirs and theirs became snake as well. So your ability to differentiate between the snake of Moses and the snake of Pharaoh is what will help you to obey God and to trust in God. Because the devil most times comes in sheep's clothing. And we have to identify this if we want to trust and continuously obeying God. If not, we'll be obeying God, we'll be thinking that we are obeying God and we are busy doing something else. John 8:51. Jesus Christ said, "Very, very, I say unto you, if any man keep my saying, he will never see death." If any man keep my saying, he will never see death. This is the reason why God wants us to trust him. God wants us to obey him. And he wants us to obey him indeed. Because if we obey it the way God said it, then the Bible says we will never see death. But if we obey it the way anybody has modified it, added something or removed something, then we are in danger of judgment. And we have to understand that both the person that speaks the word of God, the person that adds something to the word of God and speaks it to the people, and the people that hear it and do it, they are all in danger of judgment. Because when the snake spoke to Adam and Eve, God placed a curse on the snake, placed a curse on Adam and Eve as well. So, brethren, let us be sober, let us be vigilant, let us know the voice of the devil and the voice of God, no matter how the devil disguises to come to us to bring us down or to stop us from obeying God.